comes to your mind when you hear the word ransom? Maybe a scene from a Hollywood movie with abduction, where the criminals are demanding hefty monies from their victims to release their loved ones. The CrowdStrike Global Security Attitude Survey reveals that 56% of the organizations, they suffered a ransomware attack in 2020. And 27% of them, they choose to pay their attackers. And that cost around $1.1 million. That's a hefty one. And even with this increasing number of attacks in the first quarter of the year, that's actually trending towards the highest payout demands. And if the recent one that's reported, that's amounting $50 million. And that's a really hefty one. So the question is, why are these hackers are so successful in hacking the companies and are winning hefty amounts from ransom in return? Hi, my name is Rehan Ahmed, and I'm the business development executive at Crest Technology. And I have with me Waqar Hussain, our director of IT services, and Mr. Shiraz, who is our IT manager. So thank you, gentlemen, for joining me to discuss this topic.
Thank you, Rehan.
So before we move forward, Waqar, can you please tell me, like, what is RAS, or ransomware as a service?
As you have already mentioned that the ransomware was in the market and it has been getting more advanced, and people are paying a lot of money for the ransom. Ransomware as a service is basically people are getting the ransomware applications or the viruses from the dark web, okay, and then they are distributing or infecting the other industries like the healthcare industry, real estate industry, because they think that that's a quick money what they can make, okay. And ransomware itself is not only now stick to the dark web, okay? Now people are using it as a business model as well. So it is becoming more and more danger now for the industry to have the prevention, okay, and the vulnerability assessment. Because they have to be keep updated, they don't know. It's not only the emails or the infected websites which can, you know, spread the ransomware. It can be any guest, it can be any user who already owns those, you know, ransom viruses. And then these viruses can be added or injected in the infrastructure. So ransomware as a service is basically a model, a business model that people normally go on the dark web, buy those ransomwares, okay, and then they spread it over the internet or through the local network or through the USBs to different organizations, okay, and this is how they are making the money out of it.
Yeah, so Shiraz, considering this, so I'm really curious to know, even who are these RAS operators?
Alright, so as there are a lot of platforms, groups, or you can say a lot of facilitators who are doing this ransomware as a service attacks. They are exploiting the organization weaknesses, vulnerabilities, and sell these exploitations to the dark webs or these attackers. So there are a lot of operators right now. They are in the market. And virtually the list is endless, to be very honest. So some of them are like DarkSide, Dharma, Reveal, and Lockbit are one of the examples. So for example, Dharma focuses on the medium to small size organizations. They try to get the information and sell it to the attackers, and you know, their exploitation. DarkSide is famous for double extortion. So in the past few years, they have been recognized as more than 60 attacks performed for the double extortions. And Reveal is one of the operators. Those are quite invariable in nature. For example, you cannot predict what the impact they can cause and what sort of methodologies they are using. So it's really hard to understand, really hard for the defenders to defend their entire...
You're totally correct, Shiraz. What I can say, Rehan, is there are different names, okay? But it's the same game.
Yeah, it's as you just told, it's the quickest way of playing. So we can
correct,
say
yes.
That this will never end.
It will never end. Until and unless there is an awareness for
the enemy. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So my next question is just related. So are we helpless in this scenario?
So we are not helpless, but we need to adopt advanced technologies, okay, to fight with the advanced viruses.
So can you please name or a brief about like any tool, any one of them?
There are many tools in the market. The main thing is what are the core strengths of those tools? Okay, are they real time? Okay. Can they prevent all sort of vulnerabilities, okay, and the breaches? Are they protecting the network? Okay, is there any response plan? Okay, because once the disaster happens, it happens. Okay, what are the response plan for it after the disaster happened? So there are many tools available right now, and EDR is one of them. It's basically a tool being developed by the very cutting edge security companies in the industry, and Crest is using one of them.
Alright, so continuing this, Shiraz, how EDR or endpoint detection, as he said, so how does this work?
Well, as the name suggests, EDR, endpoint detection and response, or in terms of the correct name is endpoint detection threat response. So this is a very advanced level of tools, as Vakav mentioned, that we need very sophisticated technologies, very advanced level of technologies to address these challenges. So for, you know, the ransomware, they are very, very advanced and available in the market right now. So the EDR is one of the tool. It works on both fronts. Like for example, it not only secure your environment, your endpoints, but it also isolates if there is an infection occurred in the system, and this infection creates a corruption in the files. So what it will do is not only it isolates those infected files, but it reinstates those files in the earlier state where these files were not infected. So this, I would say this is a very advanced level of AI.
It's the AI and basically the machine learning. How EDR work is basically it's going to learn the environment, okay, and then the behavior, how the files are moving within the environment, okay, what changes files are making towards the system, okay, and it goes with the best practice, okay, so it makes sure that if any file is getting renamed very quickly or getting a file and format name change very quickly, okay, it's going to stop that. Okay, so this is one example. There are plenty of AI logic and the machine learning are running behind the EDR.
Yeah, even in fact, after knowing this type of business, I should say to every organization that every organization should employ these type of tools.
Correct. Yes. Yes. Definitely. As I've mentioned you that. To fight with the advanced viruses, okay, or advanced vulnerabilities, you have to have the advanced tool. Otherwise, you will get, you know, ransomware, basically.
So, how Crest can help in this whole scenario?
In Crest, we have a comprehensive package, okay, which consists of RMM audit, okay, it keeps on having a service and behavior monitoring of the workstation and the endpoint on our client's network. We have a EDR solution, okay, with the device control. Then we have the scheduled pen test on our client's network, so that we make sure that there is no vulnerability in the network, there are no open ports, Then we also have the phishing and the spoofing user awareness training. We do conduct the schedule based phishing emails and the spoofing emails, send them to the users, okay, and we try to conclude that either the user are aware enough where they have to click, where they don't have to click. And the last thing is the DLP, the data loss prevention. We do the custom DLP policies. We have to make sure that all the sensitive information, whatever clients are sending, okay, or what are in the transit, they have to be protected.
So Veers, there you have it. Technology is advancing at an accelerated pace, and so are cyber threats, phishing, malware, spyware, ransomware, spoofing emails, even, etc., and so on and so on. So we have to keep update our systems according to those threats, and that's what we need to have a powerful tool. And that word is EDR is RMMS. So let's talk about a comprehensive approach, what it would be. So it would include a state-of-the-art EDR tool. And not only this tool, you should also have the disaster recovery plans. You should also have some user trainings. You should also have some backups. And you will be surprised to know that Crest Cybersecurity as a Service is quite affordable. And it will eventually include all of these systems. So we welcome you to get in touch with us for a cybersecurity analysis of your organization. Please contact us to get started. Thank you very much.
The small to mid-sized business community is no stranger to IT operational challenges. Cybersecurity. Disaster preparedness. 24/7 support. Addressing these challenges requires technical specialization and business knowledge. That's why smaller organizations need Crest IT services, including CIO services, cybersecurity, infrastructure, desktop, and Microsoft 365 support. Our services are a combination of strategy, remote monitoring, preventative maintenance, hands-on support, and user training. Contact us today for a free analysis of your IT services.